Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hi, everybody. This is Thomas Isaac speaking here. I'm going to have some urgent farm work we have to attend to. So it's just me for this hour. And I will be continuing on with what we're going to talk about before the top of the hour news, and that was, you know, the situation as it really is in America at the moment, okay? The truth of the matter is that Trump is not, if he was really truly for the people, there was a lot of things that he would have done that he has not done. And there are statements that he has publicly made in speeches with nobody forcing him his hand, nobody holding a figurative or literal gun to his back, making him make these statements, saying things that he has actually said. Okay? For one thing, as soon as he was made president, well, as soon as he was elected president for the first time 4 years ago, he said that Hillary was a very fine woman. He should not have said that. It's not true. Hillary is being, you know, she has got so many unsolved murders that the evidence points squarely back to her and her husband that it's just amazing of why she is not on death row. And she has been, you know, there's indications that she's been involved in black magic, child trafficking, just about every manner of vile crime under the sun. That's just how it is. She's not a fine woman. It's that, you know, it's all, you know, as George Callan said, it's all a big club and you ain't in it. That's how it is, you know. And, oh, my gosh, they're all friends from a long, long, long way back. You know, oh, my gosh. Another thing that has just come out recently, and my source on this is the Washington Post, okay? Now, the Washington Post might have problems, but it publishes, you know, some real gems now and again, and their source on this particular piece of information with the Department of Justice, and they were going from primary sources. And if, you know, if a news item comes out in a major national U.S. daily and quotes primary sources, I'm inclined to believe it. And that is that Donald Trump plans to reintroduce into the United States, if he is reinstated as the president, as he should be, because he was elected, he was actually voted in, and the only reason why Mr. Biden has a, you know, any chance whatsoever is because he is being engaged in massive voter fraud, that Donald Trump has said in a public speech with the Department of Justice that he is going to reintroduce hanging the electric chair, death chambers, and firing squads as methods of execution in federal capital crimes. And I read that and I was like, what? You've got to be kidding me. I didn't believe it. Because it seems so incredible. Somebody, this came up on my feed, or somebody sent me the link. I'm not sure, I can't quite remember how I came across this. And I went back and I checked the primary sources. And it was, oh my gosh, they're absolutely right. And they are claiming that they are going to be doing so many executions that they're going to have trouble getting enough of a lethal injection drug to do the lethal injection. And I'm going, my gosh, that many executions? Exactly how many people is Donald Trump planning on executing? I'm not necessarily against the death penalty. I think that in certain criminal cases that it's appropriate. But for doing so many executions that you're likely to run out of the drug for the lethal injections, that's ketamine is what they use for the lethal injections, this horse track, you know. And I've had animals that I've had to put down. I've had to have the vet come out and give them a dose of ketamine. It's pretty potent stuff. And it's not very pretty to see a critter die of ketamine poisoning, you know. I hate that. But, you know, sometimes animals get to the end of their lives. Then you've got to put them down, horses or dogs or whatever. I'm almost lost for words. And I know that I've been saying that in a few cases lately, but, you know, this is something where it's like genuinely an oh my gosh moment. He is planning on doing so many executions in this second term that he thinks he's going to run out of ketamine. And that's why he is, you know, going to reinstitute the electric chair, the hangman's noose, the gas chamber, and the firing squad. Oh my gosh, you think this guy's a good guy? You think this guy's on your side? You need to just wake up and smell the roses. The truth of it is that none of them are on your side. They are on their side. They have got their own team. And, you know, it's like there's a movie that's going to be coming out in probably about 6 months' time. I have put money towards funding this movie, so there's a disclaimer here. Not a huge amount, but, a small amount of money towards funding this movie. And it's called The Jones Plantation. It's got nothing whatsoever to do with Alex, by the way. It's being put out by a fellow by the name of Larkin Rose. That's Larken, Rose, Rose. And if you want to learn about this film project, it's called, what's the name of the website? If you just go onto your favorite search engine and type in Garth Jones Plantation, it should come up with the search results for this project, probably startpage.com or duckduckgo.com, duckduckgo.com. Probably you won't get the search result from Google because Google doesn't like Larkin Rose very much. But this is it. You've got to think. And when you read something like that in the Washington Post or in any outlet, InfoWars, One American News, wherever you hear it. Even if it's from a news source that you wouldn't normally listen to, that you wouldn't normally take any notice of whatsoever because, you know, you think that it's the enemy's news source. If you hear it, you've got to look into it because sometimes they publish little gems of what they're going to do in the future. And you've got to go back, you know, check the primary sources on news articles. I went back and I checked the primary sources on those news articles and it's bona fide. He's planning on doing this. And that's a huge red flag. And does that mean that I think that Biden should be installed as the president? No, sirree. No, sirree. I think that neither of them should. But I think that Donald Trump, on the other hand, Donald Trump was elected democratically to be the president. So he should sit in the White House under law. You know, because that's your system in America. That's the system that you have, you know, the democratically elected president. But, oh boy, if you think that everything's going to be okay just because Donald Trump is going to be the prime minister, the president for the next 4 years, you have got another thing coming. It's not going to be all okay. All right? You're talking about forced vaccines, mandatory vaccines, at the point of a rifle, a military rifle. You know, that's not going to go well at all. Now, I really need to get into discussing here of what you should do. Okay, and I'm also going to be talking tomorrow in hour number one with Kathy from Ohio, and one of the things that we're going to be discussing tomorrow is what you should do if you have to stay in the in urban or suburban areas for whatever reason. But today we'll be discussing why you shouldn't. And I understand that there are people who, for whatever reason, they can't leave the urban or suburban environment. You know, maybe there's, I don't know, there's any number of reasons why you wouldn't be able to leave. But I think that if you can leave, then you should leave now. Oh my gosh, this is just absolutely mind-blowing. I've been saying for the last 12 months, at least, that they are going to be turning all of the cities and all of the towns into massive concentration camps. And here in Victoria, Australia, where I live, they've been doing that for, you know, most of this year. They turned, they basically cut off all the roads between Melbourne and country Victoria, and they put police guards on all of the major exits, and they locked down the entire city of metropolitan Melbourne, and they basically turned it into a gigantic concentration camp. That trial ended on Melbourne, and it's coming to a town or a metropolis.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hello, everybody. This is Finelli. Keeping the chair warm for Vincent. In this, the second hour of USA Prepares, Vincent had to go and do some urgent farm work. That's just how it is on farms sometimes. Sometimes things just come up and they really can't be delayed. So I'm here for the second hour of the broadcast. And we're talking about what is going to happen in the coming year. Okay, and just here's a bit of a spoiler alert. Things are not going to get better, okay? If anybody is telling you that things are going to get better in 2021, I've got a bridge to sell you, and it's got some waterfront views in Arizona. So, yeah, That's a little American phrase that I heard a little while back, and I thought, wow, that's a great one. You know, things are not going to get any better, all right? I'll tell you what they're planning, and how I know that this is what they're planning is to quote General Patton, except I can't use his profanity, of course. He said, Rommel, you magnificent, so I'm going to replace the words, Rommel, you magnificent creature, I've read your blankety-blank-blank book, people like Charles Schwab, people like Fauci, people like Bill Gates, they tell people in their public speeches and in their books that they write and in the, you know, blog posts and editorials that they contribute to, you know, various websites and magazines and newspapers and stuff like that, they tell you what they're going to do. They're like, you know, they're like Jeffrey Dahmer, who says, you know, I'll just get into the car, it's all right, you know, just put the handcuffs on, yeah, it's all right. You know, yeah, just get into the basement, yeah, it's all right, it's all good. You're an idiot if you get into the car, put the handcuffs on and go down into the basement. So you, if you can at all leave the city, you should be doing so now, okay? Tomorrow I'm going to speak with Kathy from Ohio about what you should do if you cannot leave the city, okay? Or if you cannot leave suburbia for whatever reason, okay? Because I'm aware that there's going to be with some people that they can't. But you should do so now if you can, all right? You should go into a rural area. If you own urban or suburban real estate, it's probably going to be a good idea. I can't offer financial advice, by the way, but this is an example of how you could fund moving out of urban or suburban America and getting a piece of rural land, okay? There's people who offer rural land on a rent-to-buy basis. And sometimes, it's, you know, there's still some places that are still offering it for sale for low five-figure sums. You know, we're talking about well under $50,000, maybe $20,000, $30,000. For a few acres of land, maybe even lower. Just go on the internet and search for it, and it's on a rent-to-buy basis. So basically, you put down a deposit. Sometimes the deposit as little as maybe $300-$500 or whatever. So you pay $300-$500 to the you know, vendor, to the seller, and then you pay rent on the land. You can move on to the land generally. You can set up your homestead. That's an example of how you could do it. But as well as that, if you own urban or suburban real estate, you should seriously consider selling it and using that money to buy a rural acreage. I'll be back with you after the bottom of the hour news.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
To say President Trump thinks the average American got gypped on the coronavirus relief package, that would be an understatement.
It really is a disgrace. It's called the COVID relief bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID. I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple.
Lawmakers are being sent back to Washington to get it right. Dubai announced the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine had arrived in the city Tuesday and would be administered free of charge in a vaccine drive starting Wednesday. The vaccine was given emergency approval by the Ministry of Health of the United Arab Emirates. The UAE Fatwa Council, which makes religious rulings, decreed that it was permissible to take the vaccine and other medical remedies that use un-Islamic components. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you think the coronavirus spending bill to help hurting Americans is a bad deal, you're not alone. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
President Trump has told Congress that he wants an amended COVID relief bill without more than $1 trillion in spending that he says has nothing to do with COVID. The spending bill that passed both houses on Monday night contains billions in discretionary spending along with provisions for coronavirus stimulus, funding for vaccine distribution, and direct payments to Americans. The president is finding support for this move with some members of Congress. Arizona Representative Andy Biggs called the bill the worst thing they could have passed. He told Fox News that the president should veto it because it contains a number of measures that would not have passed if they were brought to the floor on their own.
This bill is so bad. They added 60 separate bills into this massive package. I mean, think about that. I mean, these are bills that couldn't get passed on their own, and they threw those in. And so this bill should be vetoed, and I'm hoping it will be.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Lawmakers had about 6 hours to study the 5,600-page proposal before voting on the measure. More residents exited New York State over the last year than any other state and could cost them a congressional seat, according to estimates released by the U.S. Census Bureau on Tuesday. Some 126,000 people bailed on the Empire State between July 2019 and July 2020. New York has been losing locals since 2016, but the most recent drop was significantly larger in recent years. Also taking population hits were Hawaii and West Virginia. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
We'll be right back. everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here. The phone just dropped out, which I think is quite extraordinary given the top the subject matter that I had just before the bottom of the hour news. Oh, my gosh, we are heading into the worst time that the Earth has ever seen. We are headed into apocalypse. If you can get out of the cities at all, then you should, and you should do so as soon as possible. You should do so now. There is going to be, this is what the likes of Charles Schwab, Bill Gates, and Dr. Fauci have been saying in their own public speeches. There is going to be another so-called disease outbreak after Christmas and the New Year, and it is going to be really deadly, and that is Bill Gates' words. He said that this COVID-19 is just a drill, but there is a disease coming that is going to be really deadly. And the only way that you would be able to get away from that would be if you are in a rural or remote area. And it comes up, well, how should you live in such an area? Okay? It's best of all if you have people around you. Okay? So if you have a family around you, if you have a sympathetic spouse, and if you have children with you, they're going to be the biggest help. If your spouse is sympathetic and if you can explain what's going on to your children. But if it may well be that it's just you. If you have to go out onto a rural piece of land, or even if you have to go and live as a homeless person, you know, as a last resort, there should not be anything that you should ever take on lightly to be homeless. I've been there. It's no fun. But if it's a matter of being homeless or staying in a situation that is highly dangerous, then being homeless is also dangerous, but it's probably less dangerous than living in a situation where you're a sitting duck, okay? You need to learn some traditional or indigenous or primitive type survival skills. And these can range from knowing how to garden in an indigenous manner, or in a traditional manner. You might think of learning how to live like the Amish. That might be an example of learning to live in a traditional manner, or learning to live like some of the Native American tribes that are out there. But you've got to do it. You've got to learn some of these old-time indigenous skills. And it can start with even small things, like you may not even know how to make fire, okay? You may not even know how to make fire, even if you've got a big lighter or a packet of matches, you know? That's a good place to start, to learn how to make a cooking fire, okay? Because if you can make a cooking fire, then your chances of survival multiply many times over if you know how to make a cooking fire. Even if you want to get started with the art of fire making, just learn with a packet of matches or a big lighter to start with, and then progress to some other more traditional fire making skills, like using a flint or using then progress to learning how to use a fire stick or a hand bow. This is it. If you know how to make fire, that can't be easily observed from a long distance away, then your chances of survival, they go through the roof. They increase astronomically because humans without fire are just extremely vulnerable creatures. They just are. We need fire to cook food. We need fire to keep warm. And we need fire for psychological reassurance. And that's something that you can't underestimate in a survival situation is the benefit of psychological reassurance. If you've got a fire, then you're to some degree you're protected from predators such as wild cats, you know, pumas, panthers, lynxes, coyotes and wolves and bears, depending on what part of the country that you're in. Some parts, even some quite, you know, urban and suburban areas, they still have, you know, lynxes, and they still have pumas. There's pumas in the Hollywood Hills, for instance. You know, and a puma is perfectly capable of having you for lunch. But if you've got a campfire, then probably that puma is not going to eat you. But you'll have to, you know, you have to have the skill of maintaining it. This is it. This is what I'm talking about with how to live in a traditional or an indigenous manner. There's other skills as well. You'll find that if you've been raised, as most of us have been, in an urban and suburban area and you've been wearing footwear your whole life, your feet are going to be very soft. And if your shoes, when your shoes wear out, you're going to have a problem because you may have to walk over rough terrain and your feet are going to get cut to pieces. And you may have to sit for a week or two just waiting for your foot to heal up. Even if you stub your toe, it's going to seriously affect your ability to get around. I know I've had plenty of stub toes. The country around where I live is semi-arid, and especially in the summer, it's the ground's really hard, and I really, really struggle to get about if I don't have a pair of boots or shoes. There are indigenous forms of shoemaking or sandal making, you know, even just to protect the sole of the feet. But also you may want to enclose the toes as well because, like I say, stubbed toes can really ruin your day. They really can. They can quite cripple you, actually. They can be extremely painful. And if they get infected, they can be dangerous as well. That's another example. And things like tanning, things like how to gut out an animal for the table, how to cook. So if you trap an animal, how are you going to convert that dead animal into meat that you can eat, that you can roast, that you can make into a soup? How are you going to do that? These are all things that take time to learn. They're all what I would classify as traditional, primitive, and indigenous-type skills. And, you know, you can go on from there. And every single indigenous skill that you learn increases your chances of survival, whether it's gardening in a traditional manner, you know, that is without the use of pesticides and herbicides. Even how to ride a horse. Horses are really, really interesting creatures. I love horses. I have horses on my farm. They provide manure for my garden, but they also provide transportation for me. And, you know, riding a horse is an art and it's a skill. And it takes work and it takes effort. But if you can ride a horse, then your ability to get about the place in a collapsed situation, that it goes up through the roof. And, you know, it's slightly more along the technological spectrum, but even bicycle repair, okay? Even there's a TV series out there on the internet, it's called Bush Mechanics, okay? And also the Bush Mechanic Boys, they put together another television series called Black Ass, and then Black Ass 2, which is subtitled Get My Tractor Back. If you watch those, then they can be a real education as to how Indigenous tribal people live in that, you know, in that interaction area between the Indigenous tribal way of life and the modern way of life. So in that television series, they do things like they make canoes out of sheets of corrugated roofing iron. That's an example. They're taking a traditional Indigenous skill, which is making bark canoes, and they are applying it to a modern material, which is roofing iron. And this is what you will have to do. So I'm not even necessarily talking about just, you know, using bark and using tree resins and using that sort of thing. You can apply these types of traditional Indigenous skills to things like roofing iron and fencing wire as well, to make products that will help you to survive.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaacs speaking. Keeping the seat warm for Vincent. He had to go and do some urgent farm work. In this last segment, I would like to just give some encouragement to people, because I'm aware that this whole thing of, you know, all these collapse type scenarios are all playing out. They're all playing out at the same time. And, you know, here am I on the air telling everybody to get out of the cities and to you know, set up rural homesteads. I really believe that that is the best option for most people. But it can get, you know, you can get overly frightened. It's very, very important to really see what's going on here. And that is that the beast system that has been dominating the global landscape, the global political landscape, the global social landscape for centuries, is right at the point of collapse. I don't think that they'll even be around in a few years' time. That what you are looking at, you are looking at the fall of Babylon. You're looking at the fall of Rome. And ultimately, that's a good thing that Babylon's falling, that Rome is falling, because, you know, Babylon and Rome have a lot of problems. You know, our modern version of Babylon and Rome has been taken over by satanic pedophile cartels. There's absolutely no dispute about that. And they have become run on a currency of blackmail, of the deepest and most despicable crimes being the fuel for this blackmail. It's a good thing that that is going away, because when it does, then humanity will get a chance to be free and to develop as it really ought to develop. But as well as that, the systems of support of all of us sheep, human livestock, are also going away, and we have to make sure that we are not caught up in that collapse. And that is why I'm saying to to, if at all possible, if you can at all possible get out of the cities, then you should do so. Even out of country towns, even out of little tiny hamlets, you should be on rural land at this point, unless there is some very, very good reason for you to be in an urban or suburban setting. And some people, they won't be able to get out of the cities or out of the, you know, suburbia or rural areas. And we'll discuss that, what you should do in another broadcast. But like I said, if you can get that country, little country estate, if you can get that rural homestead up and running in the next little while, even if you have to buy land and move onto it in an RV or in a tent and then build your house from there, that might be the way to go. You know, you've got to take into account your climate as well. It's probably not going to be a good idea to move into a tent in a place in the middle of winter, for instance, where it gets like 20 below. That's probably not going to be a good idea. But, you know, you go with what circumstances you have, and you have to learn to think for yourself, make decisions for yourself, and to actually use common sense. And, yes, you can pray. But I occasionally get people emailing me, and they say to me, well, what should I do? I've prayed about this topic, and I can't think what to do. Well, you need to think what to do. This is it. Especially believers. I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. Jesus Christ died on the cross for me. But he put me on this earth, and he gave me free will, and he gave me a brain in my head, and he gave me the ability to reason. And normally, if you look at an issue, then you can normally figure out a logical solution. You can normally figure out a logical answer to a problem if you sit and look at it, and if you just meditate on it for a bit, and the answer will come to you. Okay, well, that's the end of the broadcast. And, oh my gosh, God bless you all. It's been fantastic being with all of you, this week. And I look forward to seeing you next Wednesday. I think that there's actually going to be rebroadcasts run, tomorrow and on Friday because it's Christmas. And because the GCN staff enjoy their Christmas as much as you do. Merry Christmas and God bless.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.